Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Of course, been hitting the skins throughout the show, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day. Just in case, sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can and grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great. Kind of like Jaden Daniels, who now has four game-winning drives his rookie season. He's led the Commanders to 11 wins and checking in right now. I'm not sure if he's still in Florida, if he's back. It's our pal, Eric Carlton Bickle. What's up, EB?
What's up, boys? Now still here in Florida. Fly back late tonight.
Got you.
But,
so,
all good.
About a month ago, the Commanders were on a three-game slide. Not totally unexpected because they were playing some really good teams in the Steelers and the Eagles. But they had a three-game slide, and I remember asking you, it's like, well, what did they do different to turn this team around, to turn this season around, and what did you say?
Got to let Jaden cook. Got to unleash Jaden. Now, I think part of that is because he's gotten healthier. But I just got tired of just feeling like he was a little handcuffed. And part of that could have been the ribs. Who knows? But they have unleashed him. The guy's been unbelievable during this four-game stretch. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about it even today. Like, for him, it was probably like a B game for him. Like, he's got better in him than even that. Like, he was missing on a couple guys. You know, kind of got tricked on the interception. Overall, great game. But, I mean, he's just so good that even on a B game for him, he rushes for like 130, you know, throws for three touchdowns and just dominates the game down the stretch.
You have to let the guy run.
Absolute stud.
Yeah. I mean, I remember having conversations about this before the season. We were speculating and Cakes was like, well, he's going to have at least 6 to 8 carries. And I was like, I'll take the over on that. In the last four games, EB, he has 45 runs for 308 yards.
No, he's unbelievable. And the thing is he picks his spots when to do it largely. I mean, the guy's a cheat code on short yardage. And then he's also, you know, he's so great at like third and long and just saying, no, what, screw it. It's time. It's time. I got to go get this 15 yards. He's just unbelievable. I mean, sometimes you feel like it's a little gratuitous when they run him like inside of the goal line and the guy's getting pounded. But by and large, he picks his spots so well. The kid is just unbelievable. Well, it's just so amazing to see it.
Also, too, like Cliff and DQ, they're working with extra downs now because any fourth and short past the 50-yard line, he's going for it.
Or it's fourth and 10 a week ago.
It's like to the point where, like, I don't even consider Tressway coming out. Like, if I see Tressway coming out on 4th and 4, 4th and 5, I feel like I want to scream at my TV because it's not happening.
I mean, I have no basis for saying this, other than just from watching our games, but there can't be many teams better than us on fourth down.
No, they're number one. Yeah. We talked about this, EB. Yeah. This is where they are. They're number one in fourth down percentage. And if you look at the teams behind them, they're the best teams in the NFL. And they're number three in third down percentage. The only two teams better than them on third down, the Chiefs and the Lions. That's how good they are.
Right. I mean, listen, they still kind of frustrate you defensively, and the penalties are maddening. I mean, I saw one of your questions of the day or whatever, Scotty's poll of the day. They're not going to win a playoff game if they continue to like turn the ball over and have these penalties. I mean, they're just not.
It's hard to overcome, but Jaden gives them a chance.
Yeah, but 13 penalties is absurd.
Those are all correctable.
Right.
Those are all correctable. So if they do figure out this stupid penalty stuff, and, you know, Cosby's got to figure out if he's going to do that, like, pull guys down on the jersey bit, like, if that's going to fly. It doesn't look like it is. He's got to figure that out. You know, we got to get a little bit more in sync in some of these false starts, et cetera. And then we got to stop turning it over. But those are all correctable things. If they correct those, man, sky's the limit, honestly. I mean, they're going to have to score because the defense is going to give up a ton of yards. Especially, like, I mean, oh, my God. The secondary, I mean, the Davis is brutal, you know. And for St. Juice to go from, like, first on the depth chart to, like, the bottom of the depth chart is, like, unbelievable. So the defense is going to let us down periodically. But the offense, I mean, if they could just not turn it over and don't make stupid penalties, yeah, we could actually score a bunch of points. And honestly, we can beat anybody if we play like that.
So we put this up as the second Scotty's Vodka poll today. There are two. It was, can they win a playoff game? And then which team would you like to face? So there are three possibilities, EB. The Eagles, who are locked in as the two seed. So that would mean the Commanders would lose to Dallas, which I think is unlikely, especially if you watched what happened yesterday. But let's just throw that in there. So the Eagles are a possibility. And then the other two are the Rams, probably the most likely, or possibly Tampa. Which team would you want to face?
I mean, be careful what you wish for, to be honest with you. I don't know that I want to face any of those teams. I don't think I want to face Philly again. They're probably the best of those teams. Baker is playing amazing. I don't think I want to play. I mean, maybe the Rams, maybe. But
That's who I said.
I mean, I don't really want to play any of those teams, to be honest with you. I kind of hold my nose, and I certainly think we'd be dogs.
See, the scary thing with the Rams is
we're capable of beating any of them.
Yeah, the scary thing with the Rams is you're going cross country, and you're facing a guy in Sean McVay who's already won a Super Bowl, who somehow, I mean, like, he's the best of those coaches. I know Sirianni has a great record, like. Everybody would say out of Bowles, Sirianni, and McVay, he is the best coach. And so, and you'd be facing Puka and Cooper Kupp, although Cooper Kupp hasn't done much of late, against the secondary.
Right. Listen, there are arguments for all of them. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be thrilled to play any of them, but it's the playoffs, the big boys now. I would just be more focused on what we do, and that is stop with the penalties, stop with the turnovers, let Jaden cook. Let's try to connect with Terry a little bit. You can't say they didn't target him, because I think they did target him six or seven times. He just couldn't sync up. They were just a little off.
You're targeting your guy, Oz. Oz is getting all the grabs.
I'm telling you, Oz is a baller. he's one of those guys they just like. He's just tough.
He's been good the last month since Noah Brown went out.
Can they get the running game going again beyond Jaden Daniels? Because so the last 3 weeks, Jaden's been the leading rusher, and I don't really have a problem with that, but now, Brian Robinson did run for like 4.6 yards per carry, but it didn't seem like it watching the game. It doesn't seem like they can get that running game going.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think there are issues up front. I mean, they had Trent Scott in there. They had Dieter in there, right? You know, they've had a lot of backup guys up front, and I think that's probably hurting them. I don't know, to be honest with you. I do know this. The kid at the most important position has a sixth sense for knowing when it's time to just take over. And it's just time to, I got to just do this. And so, you know, whether or not B-Rob can get it going or Chris Rodriguez or whoever it is, I'm pretty comfortable that we're going to be in the game down this stretch with number five under center. It is an unbelievable feeling. I can't believe they've gotten to 11 wins. And yeah, it's amazing. I haven't even really looked at all the scenarios because I am on vacation. So we got to play our guys, right? Because otherwise,
yeah,
you
gotta
totally change.
Yeah,
unless they don't care, unless they say, look, we're in, we don't care. We'll play Philly as the 7 seed because we're confident. You know, we just beat them. We're familiar with that team. If they don't care, then they could rest their guys.
Yeah, they probably should play them.
Hey,
I should play him.
EB, here's what you should do. You should Venmo Raheem Morris like $100 for being a buffoon
so
with the timeouts. These guys blow my mind.
In back-to-back halves.
I can't believe it's still happening.
I can't believe it either. It's staggering. He's not even the offensive guy. He's ultimately in charge.
All he has to do is call the timeouts.
How did they not have other guys going, wait a second, coach, we can't keep blowing up. We're just blowing timeout. Like, what are we doing?
Right.
We're burning up time
here.
Does he
think he can turn them in? Does he think he can turn them in for, like, cash or gift cards at the end of the game? Like,
well, how about the first half? They had to settle for a field goal. He left 3 timeouts in the bag.
Yeah.
3.
No.
He may stink.
It's reprehensible.
He may stink as a head coach.
I think it's Liam Cohen or
Cohen's in Tampa.
My bad. It's Robinson. Sorry.
Zach Robinson.
Mixing up coordinators.
Honestly, Raheem is the fall guy.
He's a clown show.
You got to have guys on staff, offensive guys that have a sense for this too. I mean, it's crazy.
Hey, I want to delve into your psychology a little bit. What are your feelings when you see Jaden Daniels take some of these hits?
I don't know. I've kind of gotten used to his style of play. The only one that I was a little bit worried about was when the knee hyperextended backwards.
Yep.
But I saw the foot flip out, so I knew he was fine. I don't know. I'm kind of buying into this kid just kind of generally knows how to take a hit. I mean, he's just a football player. I've kind of gotten used to it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't love some of these like right up the gut ones, you know, where the linebackers are getting huge shots on him, but he's kind of a crash test dummy, and he's tough as nails.
Just major in the outside runs. Major in the runs outside of the tight ends.
He's so deadly, though, on third and fourth downs.
Yeah.
It's almost like the teams don't have a chance, and he's almost in cruise control most of the time running. Like, I don't feel – you know, Lamar Jackson last week had that one where he ran over 50 yards, and he was clocked at almost 22 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And he joked and said he was jogging. That's what it seems like with Jaden Daniels. Like, a lot of times, yes, he'll take a couple of hits that maybe make you nervous, but a lot of times he'll find a way to get out of bounds or slide, and it just seems like he's in cruise control.
Yeah, totally. And he just at the very end and go, all right, that's enough. I got what I needed. And just kind of casually walks out of bounds or whatever. My wife, when she's watching, like, D is like, she's going, ooh, like every time he gets hit. I'm not really doing that. I'm kind of over it. You're like, this is who he is. He's played football his whole life. He's doing a good job of avoiding some hits too. So it is what it is. And frankly, we need him because if we didn't have probably every one of those 16 runs or whatever the hell he had last night, I'm not sure we win the game.
It's crucial. We'll go back
to all of that.
I didn't talk to you about this the week before. Go back to the 4th and 10 when they're down by 2 touchdowns against the Eagles. I mean, almost every other coach in the league punts right there.
Yeah.
And they decide to go for 4th and 10, and he runs for, you know, he looks downfield for a second. He's like, I guess I don't really have anything. Hey, and then he runs for 22
EB,
yards.
How confident were you as confident as I was when you saw Riley Patterson trying to kick a 54-yarder yesterday?
No.
Oh, you weren't?
Oh, no, I thought we lost the game.
I was confident.
Like, oh, no, I thought we lost the game with the because, again, another penalty. And my wife reminded me that I slammed my hat on the ottoman here at the condo. And I was like, I can't believe we're giving this game away. I mean, I was just so bitter about it. And then did you see the viral video of the Falcon fans going crazy because they thought he made it?
Yeah, they're idiots. I mean, they don't wait for the officials to put their hands up.
Yeah. I didn't have him being short on a 56-yarder on my bingo card.
I had him as being a bad kicker because the Commanders, who were in search of even a half-decent kicker, said, you're trash. We don't need you.
It was windy, though.
Well, hold on.
Sleeping on the elements last night.
Whatever.
Yeah, it definitely looked windy at times.
Hey, I know the general answer would be no, but were you jealous that your brother was in the owner's suite for that game? I mean, that's a classic.
No.
Or not the owner's suite, president's suite.
No. I mean, listen, I'm glad he went, and my nieces and nephews were there, and they had a great time. But no.
Yeah, I'm sure he's jealous. He's on vacation,
I love
and he slept in.
With family.
I'm sure he's jealous.
What?
I said, I'm sure you're jealous. You're on vacation, one, and you slept in.
Yeah. People are giving me a hard time about not tweeting. I'm on vacation. I didn't really feel like tweeting, and especially when it started out so kind of like mediocre. I was like, I honestly thought at halftime we were going to lose the game. I'm like, this is just not trending well. By the way, is it me or like was Frankie Louvu kind of quiet last night?
Quiet.
I need that guy to be way more involved.
He was quiet
way
yesterday.
More involved.
But
every
he's been
week.
Their best defensive player all year. Hey, last question. How are the teeth holding up on vacay?
Teeth are, so far, no emergency trips. Everything's all good.
Yeah. You've been pummeling garlic?
Well, you don't already have a dentist in Tampa on speed
no,
dial?
No, but I have. No. I'm good. My teeth are locked in. I got an appointment. I'm seeing the great Dr. Mora, I think, January 7th.
He gets all so good. Much run. He should start buying some ads. He should start buying some time on the station.
Why would he?
Yeah, it's true. It's a good point. It's a very good point.
Dude, he doesn't care. He barely works. He works like 2 days a week. He believe me.
He's got you as a client.
The dream.
You're yeah. the best client.
I did have to wait. I did have to wait until January because I used up all my 2024 insurance money.
All your flex spending went straight into your mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, my man.
Exactly.
Enjoy the win. I think I'm gonna see you tomorrow for New Year's, so you can show off your tan.
Oh, yeah. We'll probably stop by. I mean, are the fans, are people fired up or are people just like punched out?
Of course they're fired up. And you could tell, we talked about home field advantage. They're 7-2 this year. I mean, you can weigh in on this. And this is just from watching on TV. It appears like the crowd has gotten a lot more raucous.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And everybody's got a Jaden jersey nowadays.
Did you have more or less than 2.5 old fashions during the game last night? I'm taking the over.
No, two and a half is a great number, Kate.
Remember, he has a strong pour.
Yeah.
I have a strong pour. If you go by my pour, probably it's like six.
Yeah. The only thing you like liberals, your pours.
Good line.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, boys. Okay, see you, buddy.
All right, that's EB checking in from Florida. He almost can't believe the 11 wins. Except, you know what? You deserve the back patting
Thank
on the schedule, but
you.
I know what's going to happen. When he comes back, he's going to pat himself on the back because, remember, he predicted 9 wins,
but then he had
an asterisk where he was like, they could have 11.
No, it's not written down in ink. Right. There's a big asterisk next to it.
All right, got to take a break. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back on a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.